Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Bird. What's up, man? Rick Camacho, dog. You know how we do it, man. I know you be traveling, doing your thing. Hit me up, dog. I need an intro from you for my show. Soul Kitchen Radio.
If you can't take the heat, nah, that's too cliche. My man DJ Slick's always do it his way. From the bay to the valley, he always put it down with the street level bump and the underground sound. Now you can find him on the .com, Soul Kitchen Radio. Save it to your favorites, man, that's the best way to go. From the up and coming to the vet on the grind, he plays the kind of music that'll stimulate your mind. Is it a sign of the times when the clock strikes 11 and Slick starts to reppin' with Omizi in the session? One time I missed a Monday but didn't really trip. I just subscribed on iTunes and downloaded quick with a click or a tap. He's bound to get you right on your desktop connect or your handheld device. So tell your cousin and your friend about the hottest show with Slick Rick Camacho on Soul Kitchen Radio. If you haven't heard Soul Kitchen Radio, man, let me tell you, Soul Kitchen Radio, Slick Rick Camacho, Soul Kitchen Radio, Big Omizi, Soul Kitchen Radio, Crazy Ball Heads Down with Soul Kitchen Radio. Tell your grandmama, this is Soul Kitchen Radio. You are now tuned to Soul Kitchen Radio, New Music Monday, Soul Kitchen Radio.
Here we go again, another week, fantastic week, Soul Kitchen Radio. I'm your man Rick Camacho, in charge of the board over here. We got Crazy Ballhead. Thank you for hooking up that intro once again. Great show today. We're going to talk a little bit about the NFL draft. Also, we got to talk about Charlie Sheen is back on TV. Wow. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that. You want to call in 714-694-4150. Omizi is on the road with E40. He's going to be calling in. They're just touched down at 11:30. So when they get in the car, they're going to give us a call. Mike is on his way in. Brian is going to be calling in. So if you want to get on the line, you want to talk about something, give us a call. Here it is.
If you have something to say, call right now. 714-694-4150.
Soul Kitchen Radio. You're tuned into the baddest radio show on the internet.
Soul Kitchen Radio.
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 I hello. Yeah. Tell.
Jackpot. Get in on me, my nigga. This shit is in me. 20 niggas on your block and we ain't looking friendly. Extra clips with
with us, we gon' shoot till it's in five. Rich niggas shooting shots out the rack deadly. Wife off the house, so that motherfucker shine.
Yeah.
Niggas killing kids, so I gotta watch mine. I gotta watch him, that nigga might drop a dime.
Yeah.
Be that fat line, and your ass is out of time. I'm not the one to start shit, but yeah, I'm known to end it. If you a broke nigga, you might feel offended.
Why it's
war all year, your competition will extend.
Yeah.
Money makes sense, being broke, that's business. Jackpot, that bullshit is not allowed. I ain't shooting in the air cause I ain't beefing with the clouds. Heaven sent, nigga, you're so irrelevant. I'ma smoke the whole pound, I ain't selling shit. I want it all, so I'm on to my farm. Middle fingers to them all as I'm shutting down the mall. Cause I'm heaven sent, nigga, you're irrelevant. We gon' smoke that whole pound, we ain't selling shit. I want it all, so I'm on to my farm. Middle fingers to them all as I'm shutting down the mall. Cause I'm heaven sent, nigga, you're irrelevant. We gon' smoke that whole pound, we ain't selling shit.
Soul Kitchen Radio, that's that Heaven Sent, Jackpot Records, Deshaun Jackson. What's happening, fellas? Yo, I got Omizi is on the line. Mike is on the line. What's happening, fellas?
What's up,
yeah,
what's
baby?
Up,
oh, man. I'm over here getting active. I just ran for like 40 minutes. It's like, I don't know what the hell's happening with me. All these changes.
Wow, that's the single life, man. The single life starting to kick in. Omizi, where you at?
Yeah.
I thought you was landing at 11:30.
Man, we came in a little bit early, straight from Ontario. I'm just now getting off the plane, getting in my car. You smell me? So I'm on deck, though.
You're on deck? You driving by yourself today? From Ontario back
yeah.
to Sac?
Nah, I just flew in.
Oh, you just flew into Sac from Ontario.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you was driving from Ontario back to Sac. Wow, so that's crazy.
Nah, that's too much work, bro. Come on, man.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Mike is single and he's working out, man. What's going on, Mike? Art Bryan's coming to live with you.
No, I don't know if I'm ready for that kind of girlfriend just yet. Trying to be active as I can be. Take me some little trips here and there. Just went camping. Went to LA for a day. So, you know, just trying to get my mind just keep spinning, you know.
Yeah. Who is this on the line? I think this must be Sweet Gail. Sweet Gail, you on the line?
Sweet Gail, who else?
Okay, Sweet Gail's on the line. Hold on, Sweet Gail. We'll be
okay. Right
back with you, okay? We're not going to forget about you today. Hold on. Brian, let's talk a little bit about the NFL lockout. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully football will be back Thursday. From what I hear, it's, you know, it's pretty much Goodell wants to get this deal done. And hopefully they're going to get everybody in camp and everything's going to go. And the exhibition game August 7th is going to go off. But there's still a lot of work to go until it's officially said and people sign and, you know, and we know that it's finally open and camps are opening. You know, we're still on a strike, and we possibly could lose the season. You know, like Dave Bowen said, possibly he's like, we want it back as much as you, man, you know. But there's no definite 100% right now. So hopefully we'll be all set this week. We'll have free agents open up. We'll have an amazing show hopefully tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow we'll come back, but next couple weeks or so, 2 weeks, I'll be doing my research. Misha's going to be doing his research. We're going to have an amazing fantasy show. We're going to have football players on our show. We're going to have up-to-date, you know, who's going where, who's going to be battling for positions, who's going to lose their job. Our show will be mainly football, but we'll talk like 20, 30 minutes baseball. So I'm excited. I'm excited about the venture.
You know what's amazing? With this whole off-season, no training, all these football players are just getting themselves in trouble and fighting, and man, we got to bring football back just so they got something to do.
Yeah, no, I mean, Omizi, we were talking about that last week, that everybody's getting in trouble. It looks like who else just got in trouble? Cedric Benson just
Cincinnati
got arrested.
Guy.
Yeah, Cedric Benson just got arrested.
They all get arrested. They're all idiots. Some dude just got charged with stealing gas. Did you hear about that?
Wow.
You played for the Eagles for 5 years. You're stealing gas. Like, bro, come on. You can't afford gas. You played football. I mean, I don't understand these
guys.
It's all related to alcohol.
The gas prices are going up, man. That's understandable.
I understand, but you still don't steal gas, dude. Come on. They have the money.
It's like It's like 425 in some places, you know? I don't even have a car and I want to fuel gas.
I know. Same, yeah, it sucks. We need more. Yeah.
So it's understandable. But yeah, just too much.
The gas pump of the future. If you would like to pay with your firstborn, please place them in the receptacle and push transport. Thank you.
That's the gas pumps of the future, man. You can pay with your kids. That's the way it's going now. Are you going to play in the NFL and try to steal gas?
Hey, you can.
It's like I said, man. Idle time is the devil's workshop. So when you ain't got shit to do, you know, but work out, it's like, you know what I mean? It just opens you up to time to bad shit. You know what I mean? That's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, times have changed, man. Like, just even filling out job applications, you got to go through assessments, got to, just for a restaurant job now. It's ridiculous.
It's retarded, man. I picked up a new endorsement since we were gone from last week, and here it is. It's Shadow Hayes. Shadow Hayes is my new commercial endorser, and here's his latest commercial right here on the radio. Check it out.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacy about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately. And with a regimen of regular doses, you'll overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor skills, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headaches, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, or naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not. Is a major contributing factor in dancing like a retard. May cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you love them and may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may also lead to you believing ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 in the morning. Alcohol may make you think that you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting on them. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people. It may also lead you to believe that people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy, and it may also be a major factor in you getting your ass kicked.
So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Tequila!
There we go.
Beautiful.
Shadow Hayes, man. Thanks for hooking that up, man. So Brian, that's been your drug lately, right? Some tequila.
Yeah.
I don't know what
that is. He's probably getting a tequila. I mean, see, there you go. The sponsor is already doing his job.
Yeah. He sure is. Let's go ahead and get Gail in here. She can tell us what's going on with her. Gail, how's your stuff?
Yeah.
How's your career going?
My career, I'm still knocking on the door, but I always like to come up with new, funny, ridiculous stories. So last week, it was so funny to me that I found out that Republican lady that's running for president, her family business is praying, getting gay people to pray straight. You know, you pray... So I come up with, because I expand on these things. So I come up with this story where, all right, you have to say a million Hail Marys and you'll become straight. But now even better, some family member doesn't like you being gay, so they go behind your back and say 100 million Hail Marys, and the gay person wakes up, it could be a man or a woman, you know, they go to bed gay, and the next day they get up and they look at their partner, and it's not there no more. And they're straight. And I think this would make a good movie. You know, and I get a cut of it. So anyway,
the whole movie is,
am I going to continue to be straight? Or how can I pray my way back to being gay? Or can you do that? And then finding out who did this to you, and then you find out your family member prayed you straight.
Yeah, you should pitch it to the gay community that might support you.
No, they have ridiculous stories all the time. But I think that is so hysterical that some people actually believe if you pray, you can make people straight. It's hysterical. It's ridiculous.
God, that'd be great, right? Everybody goes straight now. That'd be awesome. No more.
If you're gay, you're gay. If you're straight, you're straight. That's it.
That's the way it is.
You know what amazes me? It's kind of like a reverse sometimes. Some people, they could go through life, have 2-3 kids, and then one day they just realize, you know what? I kind of want to be with the opposite. With the same sex.
No. A lot of times that's not
it's almost like they wake up feeling like they
can't. But it is, they're suppressing for society and for their family. Because a lot of times they have those feelings, and they know they have those feelings. But they suppress it and think they're going to overcome it for their family and society. But at the end, they have to be what they are.
Oh my God, Mike! Did you get that song that I sent you?
Ah man, no, I didn't. But if you could play it on this thing, that'd be awesome.
Oh my God! You know what? Hey, Omizi.
Yo.
I got this. I got an artist hit me up saying that he's a bisexual rapper, right? It was like, I was like, yeah, you know, whatever. You know, I don't think you'd be a bisexual rapper if you suck a dick, then you're a gay rapper. And his song he sent me was actually teaches you how to suck a cock. And so I'm not playing that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it is. No, I'm not playing it. We'll lose stuff. I'm saying, I need to send him a message back saying, hey, you could, that song would be great in Atlanta. Go to Atlanta and,
we're in Fort Lauderdale.
Or Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, man. Yeah, I didn't realize it was
769, you're on the air. What's up? This is Soul Kitchen Radio. You're on the air. Who's this? 769.
This is Jason Hurst from Jackson, Mississippi.
What's up, Jason?
Guess you guys would see me on Facebook. I'm doing a Ray Guy campaign to try to get him in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And so I got a message that you guys might be interested in talking a little football and how we're trying to get this guy into the hall.
Man, this is a perfect time. I'm glad you called. This is definitely what I wanted to talk about this, and I think we was going back and forth on Facebook, but... Yes, this is a whole campaign about getting Ray Guy, the Oakland Raiders punter, the best punter ever in the league, the guy who coined the coffin kick, into the Hall of Fame. And, Jason, let's talk about it a little bit. What can people do to help this go? Because I know Ray Guy has been getting kicked out, like, every year.
Yeah, it's real easy. We have a sister station. I work for WJTV in Jackson. We're a CBS affiliate. You can get there through there or WHLP.com. The easiest way is we have a keyword search, and you type in Ray Guy, all one. Sometimes the landing page doesn't work. It'll say, if you do get an error message, it'll say keyword link. Just click that, and it'll bring you right to it. But it's WHLP.com, and like I said, you do a keyword search with Ray Guy, all one word, you'll get there. And basically what I did was I've had the opportunity to talk to him a few times, and he's talked to me about, you know, not getting in every year, and he had told me he never had a TV station back him before. So I said, well, would you like me to kind of get that going? And that's where it went from there. So I talked to my news director, said, this is what I want to do. So they built me a page, and I told him, I said, well, it's got to be more than just video and me talking to Ray. We have to have a plan of action. And so we built a petition and basically asked people to put their name, their email address, and we know all 44 voters, and they're going to get tired of hearing from me after a while, because I just think any time I've heard the name Ray Guy, it's always been he's the best punter to ever play the game. And to me, it's not like I'm reinventing the wheel. This is, to me, a no-brainer. I just think he deserves to be in there, and I've had, like I said, the pleasure of chatting with him on several occasions, and I mean, he's just an interesting guy.
Man, I totally 100% agree, man. I'm a diehard Raider fan. I'm definitely a Ray Guy fan. If there's anything we can do to help him get, I mean, you tell Ray Guy when you talk to him again that we got his back 100%, and we'll put it out there. I'll put it on my website, on soulkitchenradio.com. If you can send me a link,
Absolutely. Let me give you my email address, and then we can go from there. It's the letter J, Hurst, H-U-R-S-T, at WJTV.com. What's great is this court, this campaign is not even 3 weeks old, and I've already got 1,000 people signed. It's amazing. Like, he's a guy that people really believe it should be in there, and so the quick response that we're getting, this thing is starting to take a life of its own. And but we need more than the help of just the folks here in Mississippi, because he's touched more lives. I mean, there's Raider Nation. I mean, heck, he was a third string quarterback for you guys. I mean, he did it all, and I think that's what's frustrating for him is in the interviews that I've had with him, a lot of the riders say that, well, he's a kicker. They're not an athlete. I mean, Ray could have done anything he wanted. I mean, he could have been a pro baseball player. I mean, the guy still is a great golfer, but he coined the hang time. That's not Michael Jordan. And if you look back at the tape, I think we live in a day and age right now where the fantasy stats take over, but what people don't realize is that if you look at some of the numbers, punting's a whole different ballgame. John Madden, if you as you guys are big Raider fans, you've probably heard him say over the years, he would tell his offense, don't worry about it, just raise our secret weapon, let him punt it, and we'll get our defense to set things back up again. And Ray, he could put the ball wherever he wanted. So he'd be willing to just punt it 30 yards if it set up the defense, and then the offense would get better field position. And that's what I think, if you really look at game stats, you might look at a punt and the yards weren't there, but how it set up things, you can ask the Redskins in the early days. Everyone talks about Marcus Allen's famous run in the Super Bowl, but you know what? That interception on Joe Theismann was set up because of a Ray Guy punt, and it's just little things like that. And the last thing that when I talked to him, he had said, what's hard for him is a lot of times he'll get introduced by people as, hey, this is Hall of Famer Ray Guy. And he's got to say, no, that's not right. And I think it's time for him to have to stop saying that, because I think it's well overdue.
It's definitely. And unfortunately, we're going to have to wait again until next year. But Brian's our sports guy. Brian, what do you think about the whole Ray Guy? Are there any punters in the NFL right now or in the Hall of Fame right now?
No punters. There are no punters in the Hall of Fame, and just one kicker. So it's just, I think special teams is overlooked. And you ask, matter of fact, I interviewed Larry Fedora this past weekend. He was the head football coach at Southern Miss, and that's where Ray's at now. He's part of the athletic department. And Larry basically said, well, obviously those voters aren't football coaches. And if the football coach didn't understand just how important special teams is, and Ray Guy was the best at what he did. And that says it right there. If you ask people that were in the game, I mean, there wasn't anybody better. And I was always told, when it comes to the Hall of Fame, were you the best at what you did? So that to me...
What's good is now that we have Hard Knocks, shows like Hard Knocks on HBO, stuff like that, it's starting to bring special teams more into the limelight as far as how people even stay on the team. We got Janikowski kicking 63-yard field goal. I think the best is going to have to pick it up, and I don't see why they haven't got Ray Guy in. He's been a contender like the last 10 years.
Well, I'm a Patriots fan, and if it wasn't for Vinatieri, we wouldn't have, we love Tom Brady. But, it's just, special teams plays a role. And he was the best at what he did. And, I guess I don't have to convince you guys that the trick is there's 44 guys out there that I do have to convince. And, I don't know if it's because he never played it down in the game. I don't. It's different when you're in the huddle, and so his peers. If the peers could vote, Ray would have already been in. Well, let me put it to you this way. For John Madden, who I think is one of the great minds, for him to be willing to take a first-round pick, and Ray being the only first-round punter ever taken, and it worked out, you know that John Madden knows what he's doing. Yeah. And that should say it all right there.
I mean, he put the coffin kick in the EA Sports game as one of the punting things when you learn to punt in the game. So, you know, that's important. And I don't know why I don't understand why these kickers don't use that more often to pin people back instead of trying to bounce it down there. But that coffin kick is always going to be
well. I asked Ray, and if you go to the site. I have what I call 12 questions with Ray Guy, and I asked him if it was a gift, and trying to be a pro punter was not his goal. He just said he had the natural ability to just, you know, boom it, and he grew up in Georgia where he had a lot of land, and they just booted it, and it wasn't something like he went out to perfect it. It was his style, and It just happened that way. And then he realized what he had, and he worked on perfecting it. And that was one of the things that he always talked about was he always tried to put himself around people that were at their best. And he wasn't afraid to ask different questions, but he would perfect on putting that ball where it needed to be. You know, the hang time was just something that kind of came along with it. But Ray was a gifted DB at Southern Miss, has interception records. And then, like I said, he didn't want to just be punting. He wanted to be in the middle of it all. He said John, meaning Matt, would yell at him. You know, he was afraid to get hurt. But he said at practice, he wanted to learn every facet of the game. He wanted to learn everything because it was more than just special teams. And he was in there with the offense, the defense, every chance he could, and he said he takes pride in the fact that he was, you know, considered one of the quarterbacks. He was third string quarterback. But anyway, I can go on and on and on, and like I said, I appreciate you guys taking the time. Let me
share this information.
Like I said, yeah, it's the letter
J. A lot of love for Ray.
H U. What's that?
A lot of love for Ray.
Letter J. Man, I hear you. He's a fantastic individual. Great story. But anyway, it's the letter J, Hurst, H-U-R-S-T, at WJTV.com. I'll send you that link. And if you want to look on your own, you can go to WHLT.com. But basically, you know, the task I'm giving everybody is sign that petition. The more names we have, the more ammunition we've got. And the task I have is once you do it, have five other people that you know that are part of Raider Nation and fans of Ray to do it as well, because the more we have in numbers, they got to pay attention to us, and because this is long overdue.
It sure is, man. I've never seen nobody go out like that for a player like that, and I know he really appreciates it, and we appreciate as a Raider Nation, we appreciate somebody that's not even in Oakland doing something like this, man. So we really appreciate
Well, I appreciate that. Like I said, I'm a Connecticut guy. I'm down here in Jackson, Mississippi as a sports anchor, and they love their own guys. And Ray's a Mississippi guy. He's, you know, a Southern Miss Eagle and Golden Eagle. And the thing is they love him down here, and he's real. And he'll talk football with you. And when he asked me for my help, I said I'll do what I can. And so, you know, you just ask guys like that just to kind of be real, and that's exactly what he is. I mean, what you see is what you get with it, and you just can't help but want to help a guy like that. But anyway, guys, I appreciate everything. Thanks for having me on, and let's see if we can get him in the hall.
All right, yeah, I just sent you an email, so respond with the link, and I'll put it on my website. Thanks, John.
All right, thanks. Take care, guys.
All right, bye.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, guys. Good guy. Good punter. Congrats. Hope
yeah. I've heard of them. Punters or kickers in the Hall of Fame. I mean,
I think I should be in
still
the Hall
a part of the game. What's up?
I think I should be in the Hall of Fame.
For what? For the biggest jackass? Hey, we got Gary Archer on the phone. Gary, did you hear any of that? Gary Archer.
Swerve.
Okay, hey, we're going to be right back, guys. We're going to get into a hip-hop classic. What I'm doing, every week I'm going to throw a hip-hop classic down for everybody. This one I selected, it's going to throw you way back in the time, back into the 90s. I was watching Gary. You get some of this. Gary, you there? Gary.
Yeah,
Gary.
I'm here.
Okay, yeah,
yes,
I was watching some of the old school Soul Beach stuff over the weekend.
Yes,
remember,
sir.
Remember Soul Beach? Everybody remembers Soul Beach from Oakland. I know you remember it, Gary, and
sure.
And Omizi. Probably grew up watching Soul Beach.
Yeah.
Well, watching some of the old school commercials and stuff, and so I had to go into this hip hop classic right here. And it's gonna bring you back to them Soul Beat era. Here it is on Soul Kitchen Radio. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Here's another hip hop classic taking you back to the old school on Soul Kitchen Radio. On Soul Kitchen Radio. On Soul Kitchen.
Come on.
Welcome to Sky Changer.
Beepers.
I'm rolling like a playboy, beep, beep, beep. Just another page, just another freak. Cops say I'm banging, girls say I'm slanging. Yes, because my black car Ford be hanging. Uh-huh, that's it, baby. Beep, diddy, beep, will I call you? Maybe. Sky Major looks like a phaser. That's the attire of a Northwest player. San Jose, I got a show. Feeling like a champ with a girl in a limo. There we go again. I got a beat. The girl got nosy, begging for a beat. Get off me, girl. This is business. Working it, you can't witness an Oakland CISO. How do I know? Cause 415 was the area code. Turn it on so I won't get busted. You know rap stars never get trusted. Baby wanna get, so I put it on vibrator. How does Mix-a-Lot communicate? With beepers, baby. Beepers.
Welcome to Sky Pager. So you Sky Pager, press the pound key after each entry. Please enter the PIN number you wish. Sky Pager. Sky Pager. Sky Pager.
Good night, I got a cellular, but you can't have my digits. Motorola beats and the boy gets with it. Code 1-2.
Yo, come on, Black, you gonna tell about me? What's up with that?
That attitude of Jester, my homie. Hugging more girls than Bella Caroli. Getting them sprung, busting them out. Rolling up dames cause he got that clout. Pulling young females, yank them on the stage. One fell prey when she called that page. Called his beeper, sweetie got sprung, but he might not keep her. He never called back, so she called me. Wishing you luck. How does attitude or just a hook up with beepers?
You wish to send message 777-9311. Enter telephone number or numeric message. Press the pound key now.
Pagers, call them what you want. Some brothers wear fake ones, still trying to flaunt. Walking in a party, looking like Joker. Big old 6-inch garage door opener. Not me, cause my bank is set. 3 dope Benzos, 1 Corvette. I'm not bragging or moving them things. Just clocking them dollars at the real estate game. Telepage Northwest, satellite service, push to test. Got a beat from a girl named Natalie. My memory slipped cause I need a new battery. Power on, display lights up. Incoming calls from the girls with butts. Girls call cause they might get lonely. I run them like ponies. Pick them up, put them in the benzo. I get a beep and I leave them in limbo. That's right, I'm living like that. What an IG pin to the strap. My beeper. Coming up, but they never will tell us. Smooth, huh? I bet you didn't know. The girl you called dumb was clocking your dough. Jack and ball players and never getting tall. Done worked every brother on a Seahawks. Yeah, she looks good, but she thinks she's swift. Trying to pull up on the Mix-a-Lot chip. Sitting in the movie, she stepped out smooth. Oh, baby girl, I got one too.
Guy Painter. And the telephone number is very expensive. 777-9311.
Yeah, I wanted to take you guys back to that. Anybody remember the old beeper numbers?
What you mean, bro? I'm about to get rid of my phone now and give me a beeper. Like, I'm tired of people being able to text me what they want. I just want that number to come up. I want them 911s, bro. Like, let me know it's an emergency or something, man.
That's it. Man, I still remember mine. It's funny because I still use my beeper number as my Safeway club card number.
I went
real big back in the days. I got me an 877 number. I have me a toll free beeper number.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I stepped it up.
Yeah, I stepped it up back in the days, man. You know, we all had them SkyTel two ways, and them two ways came out, and it went from there. It was funny.
But you know what the thing, like, that's where Sidekick fucked up. If Sidekick would have been a Sidekick and had that capability like they did, where I could walk up to a DJ and just beam my shit to him,
yeah,
then it would have been for every DJ in the world beyond that shit still said this bullshit BlackBerry Messenger. That's where I'm now, but that two-way shit, like when you see someone in a room, you just run up on them and like, bro, beam me your shit. Like now you can ask all kinds of questions and weird shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You used to be able to thug your way through the industry, like, bro, give me your shit. Like, beam me.
Yeah, you know what's funny is I did that with Little John. I seen Little John in the club, and I beat my stuff to him. He beat his stuff to me. And for a long time, I was talking to him on the two-way, and it was cool. I'm sitting there talking to Little John on the two-way about this song that he just dropped, and it was cool. And now you can't do that stuff. It's crazy.
Twitter's the new two-way.
Twitter, yeah, definitely. Twitter is definitely the new two-way. That's exactly. I like that. That's a good observation right there, Gary Archer. Good job.
Right, if you use it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, if you use it right, because I got into using Twitter all the time now, and it's actually made this show a little bigger because I got a hold of you. I got a hold of all kinds of people through Twitter.
Right up.
So you don't even need a phone number no more. You just gotta hope they mention you. Hope they mention you when you call.
AJ was mentioning about Twitter. I got a new Twitter thing. It's called Fish Taco Wisdom. So if you want to follow that, that'd be me.
Fish Taco Wisdom.
Yep.
I'm feeling that.
Well, I'm
Fish Taco. And then Wisdom, WISDOM.
Oh, yeah. What kind of shit you talk on there?
Oh, man, just some random stuff that comes to the brain. You know, sometimes it's stuff that touches the soul. Sometimes it's just stupid stuff that, you know, makes you want to giggle a little bit. Sometimes it's stuff that makes you want to think about life.
That's why we got to go. That's why we got you on the show, man, for Fish Taco Wisdom. We like that.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with a fish taco.
Man, you guys know Charlie Sheen is back in the business. They're creating another show for this guy.
Yeah? What's the show called?
Let me tell you the show right now. Charlie Sheen is set to return to television in a sitcom loosely based on the Jack Nicholson movie Anger Management. The Rap confirmed 2 weeks ago that the Willis was set in motion for the project, which Revolution Studios, Honcho Joe Roth was shopping. But now it's official. Lionsgate will produce a half-hour comedy. Sheen will have a significant ownership stake in the project, the production company said. Charlie Sheen's rose to air on same night as Two and a Half Men. I chose Anger Management because, while it might be a big stretch for me to play a guy with a serious anger management issue, I think it's a great concept, Sheen said. It also provides me with the real ownership in the series, certain amount of creative control, and a chance to be back in business with one of my favorite movie producers of all time, Joe Roth. So Joe Roth was part of Major League and Young Guns. And so Anger Management will be Sheen's first full-time TV gig since CBS hired him for all his crazy management. So look for Anger Management with Charlie Sheen. That's coming out. They're in production right now, so that'll be a funny one.
Yeah, that's good for him. You know, it's always nice when they, you know, get a role for somebody that fits their character.
Anger Management seems like it gets Charlie Sheen perfect.
Yeah, it does.
What I'm saying. It's not really acting. It's more of a reality show that's a sitcom, huh?
Yeah, basically. That's what it's going to be.
It's a reality show with storyline. That's great. I feel that. So you said he owns the show. He must have, because there ain't no way he passed the drug test, right?
Yeah. He's gonna be half owner. He's going to be part owner of the show.
That's what I'm talking about. Is he from the Bay Area?
Yeah,
where's Charlie from, man? He's got an independent mind state.
Where's he from? Where? I didn't know he was from the Bay Area. What part?
No, I'm just claiming him. I don't know if he is. I'm just trying
just
to claim him.
Okay. Honorary Bay Area member.
Yeah. Until someone says he's not, I'm saying he is. He's from Oakland, I think.
Okay, yeah. I think he might be.
He's from Richmond by you. He's over by you. Pittsburgh or something.
Deep in the heart of Richmond.
Yeah. Right there, baby.
Bro, what's that? The Iron Triangle? He's from there.
Yeah, he's from Central, I think. For real.
All right, well, Dale, we got Blanco coming on at 11:30. He'll be calling in pretty soon. Well, actually, it's already 11:40, so he's running a little late.
I just called him. I called him and told him to give us 10 minutes because we had the other dude on the line real fast. So he should be calling any second.
Cool. So speaking of the other guy, what do you think about Ray Guy getting into the Hall of Fame? Should they have been done that, right?
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Ray Guy's been a Hall of Fame type player just because of his position that they kind of play him back. But, you know what I mean? That guy won a lot of games just out of position alone. Ray Guy's a beast.
Definitely. All right. Well, we're going to go into another song real quick. And then when we come back, hopefully we'll talk to Blanco. And we got John Q. You know John Q, Gary?
Yes, sir.
Okay, John Q's calling in at 12 o'clock. This guy has been dying to get on the show. Sent me his records. I like what I hear. So we're gonna talk to this guy in a little while. Stay right there. I'm gonna go into my own shit right here. This is Blessed Bonafide, and I played this a few weeks ago, and everybody was loving it. So this is my own shit right here. Blessed Bonafide called Wild Wild West right here on Soul Kitchen Radio. Check it out.
You have something to say? Call right now. 714-694-4150.
Soul Kitchen Radio.
This your boy Jay Gibb, the soul of the city, and you are in the kitchen right here on Soul Kitchen Radio. We cooking up that good gumbo, that good beef stew for you. You dig? Holla at it. Holla at it.
Area code for the home of the boss max. Niggas mob all over the map and floss the brand new max. We toss holes in the back and get patch off some of that green dough. Working among your soldiers, block your safe for the casino. We roll them up in G-stacks, buy quarter keys of that A1 yak. Rock it up in the fat pot, don't stop taking it till it come back. Spice it up and make twice as much, cut no fat covers. 10 bucks for free on the SEC, looking out for them planters. Wondering if the tap gon' hit the track with the CHPs. Cause when it's too much traffic on your spot, they bring the J-team. With decoys to infiltrate, the vantage tanks in the back of the van. Creep up on you while you sleeping and beat your door with a batarang. They try to earn their stripes, so they hand out secret indictments. When it's time to make their quota, man, their police try to spicy shit. If it gets recycled, the owners better make sure they got their vest on. Get dumped on by Westside Rider, tired of being stepped on. They trying to make my home in the 5x7 federal stamp. So I used to game, I learned up in the bay to maintain my mail and bail around the big ocean like a bonafide official. Spreading my hustle like that on some taller city official. In the wild, wild west, Northside Pride. Killing fucking soldiers, how the fuck a third strike? It's nothing but a bank thing, cousin. And even if you quit the D game, slay something. And then wild, wild west, north side pride. Killing fucking soldiers, how now with 40 niggas in North Hall. Holla, let me the fuck out. Cause now it ain't no home business. No more fucking with shithead bitches. Fuck the phone, I told my folks. Shooting and cutting, give me some bitches. Been in this shit for a minute, ain't even think about getting out. But the DA had to drop the case. The witness wasn't nowhere to be found. In the streets, sicker than ever. No respect for the law. Can't be rehabilitated. All I learned was don't be cold. That's why me and my niggas are bold. Players able to take a loss. Chalk that shit up to the game. Then we go hit the town and flaws. Killing fists in Hennessy like it ain't no thing. In the Bay, niggas don't bang. But we gotta ride for the turkey claim. Niggas be serving yay. Some niggas be serving bomb. Some niggas be serving bubble steak. Posted all night long. 50 hoes can't fuck with us. We taking them on a high speed. Been a gun about to pot and throw the second knee up in the wild, wild west. Northside ride. Kill a fucking soldier's out and fucking third strike. It's nothing but a bang thing, cousin. And even if you quit the DJ, slang something. And in the wild, wild west, yeah.
You know, but you better walk outside, go get something to fuck how fine you is and what you look like or how you doing, what you doing with your mama and daddy got help her to get your ass out here and you get me
California,
something.
California, nigga, that's what that is. Now all the real bad riders wear your blunts up in the air. Filthy Frisco, now that's the real players. Then we jump across the water to the big of the old. North California, we making the most. And then Vallejo, man, we just don't say those, man. We running rubber on them bitches with a fat right stand. Kill a bitch, North California, niggas about to rip. We think the fuck up in Second and Fairfield. He's probably out, so now she's beginning to build. And every city in the Bay, niggas be tearing scratch. North California is naked but max. You know, naked but max. West side, west side.
Soul Kitchen Radio. You want that song? You want me to send you a copy of that? Go to the website, soulkitchenradio.com. Become a member right now. Give me your name, email, Twitter account, all that stuff, and then I'm gonna send you that MP3. It's free from Soul Kitchen Radio. That was my home shit, homemade stuff right there. That was made at my house back in the day. That was young folks.
That's good stuff.
Yeah,
yeah,
man.
No doubt. That's good.
Yeah, so.
Yeah,
that's so
good stuff.
That was like the devil. That was.
All right, so here we are. We're back, Soul Kitchen Radio. We got Gary Archer on the phone. Omizi is in route. Omizi, where'd you just come from? What were you guys doing out there in L.A.?
We had a show in Ontario. That's a little club, a little 18 and over club. It was yanking. You know what I'm saying? We flew out there last night about 6:37 and just did the number and came back this morning. So, I mean, it's all gravity. I'm here, though.
Cool.
You
sound
right. Coming.
Did you make it home?
Nah.
I said, did you make it home
yet?
Yeah,
on me. You got Stick With It playing yet or what?
Stick With It. Nah, because you know why? Because we was going to get the plane, but, you know, since Obama talking about us paying for the private plane tax and shit for the jet, we going to leave that alone, you know, because they're going to try to overcharge us. So we just going to bypass that and keep flying on Southwest since they got so much love. You smell me? That's a hell of a luxury tax right there. We're going to leave that alone.
Yeah.
No. You really don't want to own that, but you want to take the West Coast, though. You know, you got the ill 70,000 where you have to plane whenever you want all year, you know?
Yeah, it costs you, but see, you know, you fly Southwest, it's going to cost you about $200. You take that jet, it's going to cost you about $3,000.
Wow.
It costs a lot, I bet.
That's
mathematics. You know, I like private.
I ain't mad, baby. I'm just checking.
I ain't been on them that much, but shit, you know what I'm saying? If you can afford to not have to go through lines and do all that shit, that's wonderful.
So how do you guys travel? I mean, how deep are you when you guys travel? Is it usually just you and 40, or you guys take separate planes, or what?
Yeah, you know, because, you know, me, I fly out of SAC, 40 fly out of town, you know what I mean? And, you know, we got, the, you know, our same entourage that we done had for many moons, you smell me? Everybody that know us know who we roll with.
Right. So you guys go, like, you just all meet somewhere. Take us through, everybody wants to know, I want to know, take us through the typical, we got a show, let's go.
it's not really nothing. It's elevated. We're so used to it. We just, you know, so everybody fly out of their respective airports. They fly into the city, get picked up by the promoters, you know, and they already know what we want. They know what kind of hotel we at. They know what, you know, we got, you know, our DJ go to sound check, do the number, make sure the sound is right. We chill out at the hotel, get some vittles, you know what I'm saying? You know, do it, you know, the prerequisites. And, you know, probably about 11:30, 12 o'clock, usually we go on 1 o'clock, something like that. Head to the venue, tear that bitch down, and, you know, saying immediately exit stage right back to the venue, you know, just in case anything unfolds. You know, we want to make sure we far away from that motherfucker, and we just back to the telly, and, you know, do it again and again and again. But we just did some spectacular shit in Modesto just a couple of days ago. I think it was like Thursday or Friday. They got two clubs out there. One is 18 and over, one is 21 and over. So we went like about 11:30, 12 o'clock, rocked the 18 and over. That was packed to the gills. It was yummy. It was off the back. And then we went right across the street. And we did 30 minutes. Then we went right after that across the street, just probably like two blocks away, and did a 21 and over. And that was packed too. It rocked that motherfucker. So, you know, that was spectacular shit because both of them was just yummy and just, you know what I mean? And usually promoters be like, man, it's gonna hurt me because, you know. But it was the same promoter. You know, some promoters are real creative, man. And when you see it on paper, you be like, man, I don't know, man. You sure you don't want to just do one club? Nah, man. I'd be like, man, y'all gonna pack both of them. All right, it is what it is. Brothers are, you know. And but some promoters, man, they think outside the box. And sometimes when you think outside the box, you win. So them promoters and the same promoter from that night is the ones that had us out in Ontario. So it's some real good promoters out there. You just got to know how to find them.
Okay, good. That's awesome, man. That's good for all the youngsters that are coming up. So how do you find a promoter? Who's running it? Is Chaz running all that stuff for you guys?
It's a couple of people, Chaz and, you know, our road manager, RJ, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, staying, you know, when you wiggle in the traffic, man, you should always try to keep the same number, man, because, you know, so many people, every time you talk to them, if I go on my phone, I might got three numbers for one person, and I don't know which number they texting or calling from, and it just messed it up. So if you can keep one consistent number over the years, you know, and keep that bill up, you know what I mean, eventually people, you know, you'll meet people and you'll lock them in, and they'll hit you when they need you, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I've been the same number since 1996. I think 1997, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, so cats just, they just normally know how to hit me, and, you know what I mean? I have to pass it on throughout the conglomerate for whatever they need. I might hit me like, man, I need a 40 verse, or man, I need a show, or man, I need to walk through, or man, I need this, or man, I need them to sponsor this, or, you know what I mean? As long as you got to keep all lines. Sometimes it's nerve-wracking having all your lines of communication. I don't know if Gary Archer knows this, man. Sometimes you just be like, well, because they be like, man, I called you, man. I'm like, why you didn't text me? Man, when I texted you, man, why you didn't email me? Man, I emailed you, man, why you didn't IM me? You know what I'm saying? You got to go through checklists. You know, eventually you'll reach who you need to reach, but it's just be so hectic, you feel me?
So what happens when a fight happens in the club? How many times have you seen a fight during your performance?
If you really observe, like, I'm an observant dude, like, I'm always, like, we did a show in Detroit not long ago. There was this dude, you know, he was just excited. He was right in the front, had his shirt off, had his dreads, you know what I'm saying? Couldn't nobody tell him nothing. And he bumped this one dude, you know what I'm saying? And that dude, you know, was next to his partner, and he looking at dude, dude is, like, dancing and got money in his hand and whatnot, just having a ball, feeling carefree. I'm looking at dude. He holding his right pocket like he got a thumper ready to take this dude down. His partner telling him I'm reading his lips. He like, man, it's not worth it, man. Don't even trip, man. It's not even worth it. So I just grabbed me. We rocking. I just grabbed the youngster by his shoulder and just move him away from the situation. Just, you know, sometimes people on, you know, as a performer, you gotta put yourself in the situation to calm it down. You can't just security is they fighting, or just, you know, sometimes you gotta just, you know, if I see a girl fight a chick, get into it, I might just grab the chick, you know what I'm saying, by the hand and just, you know, try to get her to calm down because, you know, that alcohol is a motherfucker, and you know what I'm saying? You don't want nobody to lose your money up, you feel me, when people start getting their head busted or, you know, females get dressed up to come to your shit and they get maced and whatnot. I hate when security be macing all beautiful females walking around with their shoes off, eyes watering and shit. Like, mace is sucker shit. Like, that's why you need to hire some barbarians, savages that are just grabbing a nigga by his, you know what I'm saying? Just grab a nigga by his neck and just throw him out the front door and then explain to him why he got kicked out so he can understand and not go to the car and get a thumper and shoot you. You know what I mean? But that takes a lot of training and skill and patience and whatnot. And, you know, so there's some people out there that still know how to do that, some don't. Well, somebody, you can get a good crew that know how to maintain, you're good.
Well, somebody who took it into his own hands, I guess it was recently, was David Grohl from the Foo Fighters. Did you guys hear about that?
An inch from his hands?
Yeah, well, what happened? This is the audio from it. Check it out.
Hey, hold on a second. Quiet. Hey, motherfuckers! Stop! No! You don't fucking fight at my show, you asshole. Who's that right there? Let me see him. Who's fighting right now? Who's fighting? Let me see him. It's that fucking guy in the striped shirt right there. Hey, motherfucker, look at you. Hey, look at me. Hey, in the striped shirt. Look at me right here, motherfucker. Look at me. Look at me. Get the fuck out of my show right now. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out of my show. Get the fuck out of my show right now. You don't come to my show and fight. You come to my show and fucking dance, you asshole.
Hell yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Out of my show.
I don't put up with that bullshit. You people come here to have a good time. That guy can fuck off. Yeah, whatever. Fuck him. Shut up. That guy was an asshole. He's out of here.
He's within this.
Wow, and then he goes right back into a song. What a classic move by...
You gotta do it.
I feel like they don't do that enough at shows, you know. I feel like there's plenty of fights that break out, and, you know, the music just keeps on going. I mean, that's definitely the way to set the tone at your own show.
Yeah,
well, you don't want to... Sometimes you don't want to stop the music.
But there is a difference,
Gary.
Though, like the sound of it.
Gary, you in a windstorm, Gary?
I'm in all that. I'm on the Bay Bridge. The moon. Windows up, though.
Under the Bay Bridge in the boat under the Bay Bridge.
On the Golden Gate. Under the Golden Gate now.
Never late on the Golden Gate.
What were you going to say, Gary? Go ahead. What were you going to say?
What I was saying is that the crowd of people kind of makes a difference on the way you handle it. Like, he was able to handle it like that, and it might be a little harder for E-40 or Home Easy to shout out on stage to a crowd full of thugs saying that same thing. So, like you know what I mean? He filled the situation and fill out the best solution. But that was a great one for that.
Yeah.
And you know what I'll say? Because, you know, 9 times out of 10, motherfuckers have paid $40, $60. You know what I'm saying? And if you really just like how he did, like if you single some motherfuckers out and be like, man, what's happening? Everybody in here came in here. If you came in here to have a motherfucking good time, make some noise. And then scream so motherfucking loud, they'll scream that person. Like, the bitches ain't going to want to get at you if you in there fighting and shit. You just feel me? They gonna be like, oh man, this nigga, he's a thug. Like, you know what I mean? So I paid my money and you bought an outfit. You probably spent about $100 and something for an outfit. You know what I mean? You got your car washed and whatnot. Anybody's, you know, it's some nightclub terrorists and concert terrorists, you know, that just, their whole prerequisite is just to go in there and tear shit up. But, you know, but when your space start getting limited, like, you don't be having a lot of stuff to do in your city, then you start turning against the little violators and be like, man, I got to get the fuck up out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's. I think it's real. I mean, I think no matter. I remember seeing an MC Hammer concert in Oakland at the Henry J. Kaiser when they was going off right in the middle. You look up and MC Hammer's still dancing, and yeah, Hammer, like nothing's happening. Lights are on and everything. He's still dancing. No, I thought that was bullshit. He could have stopped and acknowledged it, and you know, you might not stop it right there, but if you embarrass the shit out of somebody, then you're gonna get some kind of reaction. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's like when a comedian's doing his thing, and you got somebody talking or whatever not, you know, he can't deliver his joke. He's gonna have to stop. He's gonna have to, you know, see who the heckler is and call them out. That way, he takes the power back to himself. You know, I mean, you almost just have to kill the distraction, just so people see who the main person is, the main focus.
We got somebody else on the phone. I don't know if this is Blanco or if this is John Q. Who's this? 510. What's up?
Just John Q.
John Q. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's popping, man?
Man, it's about time you got on the show, man. I've been trying to get you on here forever.
Man, I've been on the road here in the city and then on the road.
All right, well, we're going to get back to you in a second. We got John Q on the line right now if you want to call him. 714-694-4150. We're going to go back to Shadow Hayes because he's going to teach our kids how to read. If your kids are having problems reading, then we got a Dr. Seuss book just for you. Check it out. Soul Kitchen Radio.
I just don't understand why my son can't read.
These days, it's getting harder and harder for teachers to reach some children.
All he does is sit there and listen to rap music.
So, in keeping with the times, Big Pimp Mac Daddy Books presents Dr. Seuss's Books from the Hood.
One bitch, two bitch, dead bitch, blue bitch.
All the classics translated into a more understandable composition with titles such as The Cat in the Backwards Baseball Hat, Horton Here's a Hoe, and How the Bitch Stole Christmas.
I ain't down with green eggs or the man. I ain't down with them, Sam, I am.
Do you want to have a fight?
Dr. Seuss's Books from the Hood.
Well, son, what do you want to read next? There's a 40 in my pocket or Cop on Pop?
Call 1-FOX-AND-DETOX to order today. That's the number 1-FOX-AND-DETOX today.
Soul Kitchen Radio. 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 Soul Kitchen Radio.
Money in my pocket, sending out everywhere.
Money.
I don't make it rain, I make it float in the air. Do my own horn twice, I don't give a damn.
Money.
Get it how I get it, you can live it, don't stare.
Money.
I don't have to be present to make it happen here.
Money.
Who's on point? All my niggas here.
Money.
I just smell money like I smell weed or coke.
Money.
Weed off the suckers, then we leave them all broke.
Money.
Paul Bear Cam, now drop them in the dirt.
Money.
Turn to be sucker free, you know how we work. Who's on the street, in the hood, on the turf.
Money.
We didn't come to play, it's organized work.
Money.
Times getting hard, but I'm a big nigga.
Money.
Certified boss, I don't play with triggers.
Money.
I send niggas and I feed them real, real well. Breakfast in the morning, then we hit the shooting range.
Money.
I send niggas, I send niggas. I send niggas, I send niggas. I send niggas, I send niggas. I send niggas, I send niggas.
I'm the boy. I'm the boy. I'm the boy.
There ain't nothing to it but to do it, nigga, so I'm doing it. High speed chase up the block, I'm pursuing it. Gotta get the cash and that ass, don't ruin it. Took it down south and the boys start screwing it. Buckskin never got nothing on my gators. Watergate mixer got nothing on you haters. You could go dumb, yeah, we could go dumber. Cali is the place where it rains in the summer. Miss me with the green man, yeah, we do it hummer. Hit you with the chopper and your boy has a slumber. Now you mad at me cause your girl got my number. Call Geico, I was all in her rubber. Slipping in your stride, see you play it glide. Word on the street, make a speechin' and you're lying. Man, I'm gonna get you, put you where I hit you. OGE, yeah, I'm that nigga.
I'm a boy. I'm a boy. I'm a boy. We get money, 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 money.
I got money in my pocket, plans on the table. When I bulletproof bitches, you can read it on my label. Louis and on rim, rockstar gym. I shine so bright, make the fake niggas scream. Don't wanna be y'all, rather be me. Old school players, OGE. Think about it, baby, I'm a ghost on the street. It's all to the bad when the niggas see me. The title of a player and a bona fide hustler. Stacks in my bank, I don't fuck with your soldiers. Get it how I get it, and I play by my own rules. Heavyweight champion, I do what I want to. Been a 745, John Q the boss. Sending niggas all across the border, collect my loss. If you owe me, then you might as well quit. Checkmate, nigga, you either pay or you quit. I stand, nigga, I stand, nigga. I stand, nigga, I stand, nigga. I stand, nigga, I stand, nigga. I stand, nigga, I stand, nigga.
I'm the boss. I'm the boss. I'm the boss.
Radio, we're back. That was I'm a Boss. That's that John Q music. He was on the phone right now. John Q, what's going on, man?
Man, same old, brother. Just working hard, working hard.
Man, I gotta, first of all, I want to say I appreciate your grind, man. You've been on me about getting on the show and sending me your music, and I had to just, I had to get you in, bro. You're grinding right now, and you know, thank you.
Yeah, I feel my
for staying on me like that.
Man, I do my best. I just do what I do, man.
So tell us about John Q. Who is John Q? What does he do?
Well, you know, basically, for those that's the 30 plus, back in the day, 93 to 96, my stage name was GQ. I put out an album called Sucker Free City. Then I dropped in 96. I put out Catch Me in the Wind. And then, I kind of sat back for a while, and then I dropped out a compilation in 2000 with Spice One, RBL, JT, all the Barry artists that was, like, hot at that time. And then I just took a hiatus for a minute and kept producing. I was producing for a lot of major artists under the table as a ghost producer. And then I decided, you know, in 2006, Juice and I had connected, and I said I'd do an album with Juice and drop that album. And the process of dropping that album and getting on the road and enjoying what the road was like again made me just say, you know what, go and lock myself back in and go full time. So I went into my archive, looked at everything I've ever done and what I had released and what I haven't released, and realized I got like 30 albums that's never been released. So what I'm doing right now is doing, I'm grabbing the thing that I call the Dead Sea Scrolls, which is everything I've done from the 90s all the way to 2000. And I'm going to be dropping that between now and the beginning of the year. Every album I've never done before dropping my new record. In the midst of that, it has got me a deal on the table, which was a decent deal, and I like it. And I've been keeping it low-key for a while, but now it's time for me to start using it to my advantage. And that's about
hey,
it, man.
Good. So what kind of deal did you get? You said you're keeping it low-key right now?
Yeah, it's been real okay. I got a little deal on the table with Wea, which was, you know, it was, we closed the deal about 2 months ago, and I got a little leverage to do what I want to do. So I just kind of like hold tight on it, you know. Everything is just good, you know.
Just, is it just a distribution deal, or is it a whole record deal?
It's kind of, I got a bunch of options with it, man. I could take it any route I want to take it right now. They gave me a lot of leverage due to my catalog I have and some of the things I've been doing. It's just a good deal, man. It's something that I wasn't expecting, and it fell in my lap, and I'm going to start using it next year. But right now I'm just kind of just, you know, enjoying the fact of what they get me to do and the projects they put me on to work on and everything. Like, there's a worldwide project that's coming out in August with P.D. Pablo, Vanessa Williams, Sounds of Blackness, a lot of rock bands and stuff. There's a world-rounded compilation, and they expect it to top the first 100 on Billboard. So,
good.
You know, and they took two of my songs that they liked, the one that from the bottom to the top with me and Juice, and they liked it, that, and grabbed that, and they liked the little club banger I got, Go Low, and Mm-hmm. They slapped that on there too. So, you know, it's.
I can see them. You know what? I can see them with the Go Low. I can see them trying to remix and throwing Little John on that.
That's what they're working on right now. Little John on it, but they're doing a remix right now.
Yeah, when I heard that and I was like, oh man, he's doing the Little John thing. You know, that's it was cool how he did it. But I could think of, oh man, Little John yelling at the end of the song. And we're gonna listen to that.
Yeah.
You know, at John Q Music, that's his Twitter. He's on the line right now. 714-649-4150. Omizi is on the line. He's on tour right now with 40. They're doing their tour right now. So
trying to catch up to that guy, man.
What's that? With E40?
Omizi.
John Q's on the line. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up
man?
We met a few years ago with Kevin from they do the landscaping, man, when we had Raz B up there, and I never did get a chance to get your contact.
Oh, it's good, man. Just lock in. Just get my number from Kamasi.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna lock it in.
You said you got 30 miles.
Hit him on Twitter.
Huh?
The best way to do it is hit him on Twitter at Big Omizi. Go ahead, Omizi. I'm not going to step on you no more. Go.
I was just saying he got 30 albums. I'm like, damn, that's like, what is that, like 150 tracks?
360.
Damn.
Golly.
Yeah, I've been doing so much stuff. You know how you get in the studio.
Like compilation songs with like hella other people or are you to the face?
Nah. Man, most of them is me to the face, might have one or two features. I just got hella stuff that I did. You know, when you got your own studio, you do a lot of stuff, and then you'll chill out, and then you come back in and go crazy, then chill out, you know, and that's what happened. It's been over 10 years, you know, material just sitting up. I mean, all that 90 Mob stuff we was doing, I got all that.
Yeah.
I got all right. That
so
whole
got
90
any,
sound.
Got any features with Kugnut?
Nah, you know what? My partner Kale that died, I was supposed to mix all Kugnut's old stuff in the ADATs, and the day before he passed, he was supposed to bring them ADATs over to me, and man, I was so hurt when that happened, with him passing and not getting the ADATs, because Kugnut had like 4 albums that had never been released, and I was supposed to mix them.
I got a great Kugnut story for you, man. I was in Sacramento, doing radio in Sacramento, and I had a party, and I had Kugnut featured at my party. I had him performing. And on the flyer, I gave the wrong address. So he was hella mad at me because nobody showed up. Everybody was going to this other address. Oh, that's something I'll never forget. Because me and Kugnut were pretty tight. We were pretty tight, man. It was, you know, it was cool. But that's funny because he was sitting there going like, are you serious? 20 people at this damn party? And I was like, yeah. That's my Kugnut story.
Yeah, me and him was really close. Me and Kugnut, because I ran with him back when Mac Dre and the Rapper Room was doing the things in Richmond at the, I think it was Richmond Civic Center or Convention Center. So, you know, that's like early 93, 94, 95. And then, like, when we was giving shows at the Palladium and all that stuff down there.
The Palladium, holy shit. The Palladium.
Yeah, so.
Wow, you go way back, man. That's cool. Let's get into this Go Low. This John Q Go Low. So one question real quick. I'm going to ask you when we come back. So get ready for it. This is Go Low. It's John Q. It's right here on Soul Kitchen Radio. We're going to be right back. If you want to call, 714-694-4150. I'll tell you one guy who's hoping the NFL comes back. It's this guy right here.
What up, man? This is Donovan Warren with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Kicking on the Soul Kitchen Radio. Wind it back, wanna see you wind up, bring it back. Drop it low, break your back, wiggle that ass.
outfit fight. You got D's on the top with a little bitty waist. Fall in the middle with a big pearl tongue. Get it wet and let it run. Like it when you move real slow. Have me fantasizing all about you, girl. About to take it down when I hope it's tight. All up in it, I'm a service guy. Give it to you till you can't take no more. I'm in the middle and my yell go. No thumb, no G-string, no pain. No. Let me see you drop it low. Let me see how low you go. Big ass, small waist, nice fit. Yo, let me see you drop it low. Let me see how low you go. Back that thing up, don't be scared. Putting work in over here. Do your thing like nice and slow. Work it, baby, make it go. Nice and simple, like your style. Love it when you're bucking wild. Get your money, pop that thing. Players here, respect the game. OGE, the underboss. Whips and hips, I pay the cost. Use a freak, now freak with me. So freakily and frequently. Ain't no thing. Turn around, that's what Mackin's all about. Now grab them ankles, let me know. Show them hoes how you can go. No thumb, no G-string, no panties. No. Let me see you drop it low. Let me see how low you go. Big ass, small waist, nice kick.
All right.
Yo.
Y'all know what time it is.
Let me
drop
see
ass
how
high.
Low you go.
Let's go. Hands on your knees out, bounce that ass. Bounce that ass.
I didn't get no money up front, which that's cool. I'm cool with that. But the thing is that that was by my choice because I wanted to make sure that they can control no masters or anything. But they have a tremendous budget for me, which is great.
That's what I care about. They got a radio budget, marketing budget, media budget. They have a real nice budget. And the only downside of it is that it's only for 2 years. And well, it's not a downside. I just say it's only for 2 years, and I got a choice to the downside is that I have to let them have first dibs if somebody else decides to make me a bigger offer. You know, they get the counter back first. They get counter back first. That's it.
Well, that's not really a downside because, yeah, that's not a downside.
It's called first right refusal.
Yeah. Go ahead. Oh,
Meezy,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
They want first right refusal. They want to make sure that if they, you know, if they build you up, that they can match whatever second offer that come in on the contrary. They want first
right.
Right.
Yes, I mean,
2 years. Oh, that's cool.
I mean, that's. I mean, 2 years is like hella quick, though.
I look at it when it comes to a 360 deal like that. I look at it like this: I would sign a 360 deal for two years for new shit, as long as it don't have nothing to do with my old catalog, because I'm gonna use them to build up my brand, and then all the old back catalog, they gonna go back and search for that, just like how when 40 blew back up in 06, you know what I'm saying? All his old catalog blew up with it, you know what I'm saying? So. The shit that him and Lil Jon and all them and B and me did, you know what I'm saying? They might have had a bigger percentage of that, but that, I mean, even though that wasn't no 360 deal, you know, once they built that brand up, shit, you got 30 albums that you own to the face.
Yeah. All that blow up. That's good. Yeah, man. I think you've been in the game long enough, so you know what's going on. How about iTunes? Is all your stuff available on iTunes yet? Or are you waiting?
The Duffel Bag Boys is up with me and Juice. Tango Cash is up. The Catch Me in the Wind, Sucker Free City is up. That's the only thing that's up right now. I haven't put everything else up yet. I'm still, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get all album covers done, because I want all album covers kind of creative back towards the 90s, and I've been just trying to get different people that actually does good work that's from, you know, can relate back to that 90s, how our album covers were done then. I don't want the covers done like they're done now. That way, they can see that this is a DSC scroll with the logos, and it lets you know it's a collectible item, and, you know, get all that done. So I want to have it done probably the next 90 days. I'm just, like I said, it's a lot I got going on. I got a cool little staff on my team doing what they're doing, and, you know, the shows and stuff been cool. But I've been really, like I said, I run the whole label. I do all the mixing and all the producing and everything. So with me doing everything, it's a lot more work than I expected. And, you know, nobody mixes your music the way you want it. You can go mix at any studio you want in the world, but somebody always mess up something that you want, you know. And, I mean, I've been doing it for so long, and I'm good at it, that I just kind of, you know, take my time. And I started off in a big major studio mixing and stuff, and, you know, now I got my own studio, which I had for, like, the last 12 years. So it's just working.
You're in the city?
Let me ask you this. You said, how many of them old songs is on 2-inch?
woo!
Probably this big motherfucker trying to transfer them.
I probably got about 80% of them. You know,
Where you storing these motherfuckers?
I got a little high place in the garage with a little cool little area with a nice box. And, you know, I just go over and get them rebaked and then put them back on the reel, and then I transfer them either. See, what I've been doing is two things. My little remedy, one of them I give you is, you remember before we really went into it, we had beta DATs, which you had the betas, and then it went to the ADATs. Well, the ADATs had a little bit of a twist with that I like. So sometimes I run them from the 2-inch straight to the ADATs, from the ADATs then back into the computer, which I just liked it, that little twitch. It has a little twist to it that gives a different sound to this acoustics. And and then I put it into the computer. So sometimes I do it that way, but a lot of times I have had all that stuff so long that I have them on data. Let's do them on data to find out, you know, not that, but I already start putting in the computer prior to that, and then I'll run them back to 2-inch and then put them back into the computer just to get a different flavor to them. But still got a 2-inch reel Atari, not Atari, a Studer. And, man, shit, I just got rid of an SSL board about almost 4 years ago. So, you know, I'm almost fully digital completely. So.
All right. Well, we got Blanco on the line. Blanco, we're going to bring you into this conversation, man. How long you been doing music? You know, you got 2 inches at your house too?
So I got what?
The 2-inch reel, the ADAS, and all that stuff at your house?
No, I'm not from that era. I'm newbie. Shit. Newbie stuff. No, but you know what? My very first album that I never released was recorded on ADAT. But that's about it. No, I'm basically all digital too, but I do mix to a SSL now.
Okay, good. All right, well, John Q, man, thanks for coming on the show, man. Anytime, bro. Just hit me up. Send me some new music. Send me anytime you got something going on. Just let us know. We could be your outlet to get to the world.
I appreciate it, man. And definitely got to make sure Jeff, you guys got to look into Jeff By The Pound. He's doing a DVD for the Bay Area called By The Pound Media of all the Bay Area artists that never came out or never was exposed. So you guys look for that, too. So, man, thank you for having me, man.
Hey, you were perfect for our hip-hop classic today. We played Beepers from Sir Mix-A-Lot, man.
Wow.
We were checking out all that old school soul beat stuff, me and my wife the other day, and that inspired me to play Beepers because of the Beeper Man on his old commercial.
Wow, man. Well, thank you for having me, man. I'm easy. I'm going to get at you, big dog.
Give me real talk.
I'll meet you right now online. Okay, all thank right. y'all, man, for having me.
Peace. All right, peace. Blanco, you're on the line with Soul Kitchen Radio. We're going to go right into you. Let's talk about, man, I like your music, dog. I'm really digging what you got going on. You got that old school, that hip hop vibe to your music.
Yep, definitely. Well, I mean, I definitely take my lyrics serious. So, like, you know, I'm passionate, and I want them to sound, you know, I want them to sound right, and I want them to sound good. So that mostly falls under the hip hop category of being lyrical. But I have a different twist too. It's not all like pure hip hop, you know.
Right. Yeah. So explain your style then.
I mean, my style, it's a unique one because, like, from an outside perspective, it might just be a typical sound to it. But I'm really talking about personal experiences. Everything I'm talking about is generally what I'm going through. And I'm not always direct, but a lot of it has to do with my past, the trouble that I'm in, and my experiences. So what I really feel like I'm good at is telling the truth and really articulating that. That people can understand that I'm speaking from experiences.
Okay, hold on, Mike. You gotta leave, Mike. What are you doing?
I'm gonna go get a burrito.
I'm gonna go get it right now.
It ain't lunchtime yet.
I know, but God, it's calling my name.
Come over here. I got some chorizo for you, man.
All right. I'll stick around.
Oh man, I want to hear it.
Okay, so you got any questions for Blanco, man? Blanco, continue explaining. I'm sorry I cut you off like that, guy.
Oh, it's all good. Don't even trip. I don't even remember what the question was.
That's all right. We're going to get into the joint right now. We're going to let everybody hear your music real quick. Okay. We're going to get into the joint, and I'm trying to find the rest of the stuff that I got. I'm looking for it. I'm going to find it while we're in this song.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about the joint real quick. Tell us what inspired you to make this song.
You know, I was listening to that record that's produced by Cookin' Soul, and it was just kind of like a feel good song, and I didn't really have a chorus for the song, so I just said, I'm just gonna call this song the joint, and basically it's just a conversation over a joint. You know, it's just me kicking back and, you know, talking about stuff. And that's really all it came down to.
Man, this is true hip hop right here. You guys are gonna love this one. It's Soul Kitchen Radio. We're gonna be right back with more Blanco. Check it out.
Soul Kitchen Radio. 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 Soul Kitchen Radio.
Cooking Soul.
Yeah.
joke about. I'm in the dope house, aka the stash spot. I'm strapped up, trying to count the cash up. I'm about to pass out, smoking till the sunrise. I flood the streets like a motherfucking mudslide. And mudslide always act like a tough guy. And dudes hate me cause they bitch give me fuck eyes. And I just cuss fly, and then I laugh it off. Cause they be hating hard, but always acting sore.
Okay, okay. So we're at the end now. We're at the new
Kitchen Radio, that beat is dope. I'm feeling that one, man.
Yep, that's the one. This song is dope.
Yeah. The song Blanco. So that song is just like that shit is hitting hard. Who did the production on that?
That's my dude, Cooking from Spain.
No, from Spain.
That's who's been doing most of my production, basically, recently, is these guys I hooked up with. They're from Spain. They're these big producers out there. And they kind of been, since I worked with them, it's really been allowing me to put out the sound I wanted to put out.
Right, right. So you haven't even met these guys? You guys just going back and forth from email?
I've never had a face-to-face with these guys.
Wow.
So I met these guys because they did a mixtape with the old Biggie and Pac verses, and they all the remakes were over soundtracks from old school horror movies. So I just downloaded that, and I was amazed by it. So then I just hit them up, and you know, the rest is history. I've been working with them since.
So explain to somebody out there that wants to get into music, how do you go about coming up with like a contract with somebody that's overseas? That's gonna make a song for you. Like, are you guys in contract for those songs? For all the stuff they've done?
I mean, you know, somewhat. But to tell you the truth, I'm, you know, my label is Guerrilla Entertainment and Guerrilla, like GUE. So contracts and all those things. Most of everything I do is a handshake based type of thing.
Okay.
Even though I haven't shook their hands, but everything's over emails. But we don't really do contracts. I have it so that they do the production and I do the rest and since I basically own all the material and I even own beats, so I cash out for all my beats. I own every single beat that I work with.
Okay, good.
I usually don't even do
right then.
So that way I just keep it simple, do it like that, and then that works the best for me.
So are you basically just doing mixtapes right now, or are you actually got an album coming out?
No, I got albums coming out. Then my next big project, here go the two projects that I've already released. My most recent one, or here go a few projects, where I did Jonestown, which is me, the Jacka, and Messy Mar, and that came out a year ago or so. And that did pretty good. Then I followed up after that. I released Blanco, Portrait of a Serial Killer, which has that song, The Joint, on it. And I released that for free download, and that's everywhere. You can find that everywhere online. And that was kind of like, so that wasn't really a mixtape, though, but it was like a street album. And that led into Blanco, American Psycho, which was my most recent solo album. So those are the three albums I just dropped. Now what I'm about to come out with is my next big album is this album with me and Nipsey Hussle, and it's called Raw, like the Rolling Papers.
Oh, okay.
And that's the next big one. It's about 13 tracks, you know, all exclusive, never heard, and I got, you know, that one's going to be a monster.
Wow. Mike, you got questions for Blanco?
Yep.
Oh, you got some waiting for Blanco.
Just wondering, like, when you wake up in the morning, do you try to write, or when does your, like, writing, like, kick in? Like, when do you get inspired to write the most in the day, or maybe it's at night?
Where I write the best is in my car, because I like that. I like how my car sounds. It's just got like, it sounds like a dope booth to me. So I like to write in my car. It's the best area for me to write. And since I'm always on the road, I'm always driving city to city. That's where I stay with different instrumentals in my deck. That's all I really listen to. Everywhere I go is an instrumental or beat that I'm working on. So that's really what inspired me. So I wake up every morning, go work out, go roll something up, and I hop in my car and I listen to instrumentals. and, you know, bust a couple moves, and then I'm in the studio for the rest of the night.
Man, that's true hip hop. I mean, that's it. Are you like joining cyphers and stuff? Have you been in battles? Are you a battle MC?
No, I'm not really a battle MC. I think I could do it if I wanted to. You know, truthfully, I'm either on the road or I'm in my lab. That's really where I'm at. You know, I'm really not even. I'm either, you know, on the streets or I'm really living the lab if I'm not on the streets. I'm barely ever at home. I'm always working with new people. But I'm not really doing the battling thing. Even though I would like to, I love watching those battles. I think I could really make myself, you know, part right. of that. But I haven't really gotten into it. But my style kind of is like those hip hop battle rap styles. Like, you know,
it is. I mean, it's
like punchlines and wittiness and all that type of. Like that's what's in right now, so I could do it.
I mean, I like the style because the style is like total hip hop, and I mean you got that jump up, make your head nod up and down, hip hop style,
yeah,
and that
yeah.
that shit is dope. I was really feeling that song. What about the song I Know? That's yours, right?
Yep, that's mine. That's one of my favorite songs right there.
I've had that one for a while, and I played it like a couple times on the show. Talk about this song, because this is the radio edit I got. So are you pushing for radio? Have you talked to Big Von and
I've done some radio songs before, and recently what my new thing is I'm just going to keep making music, and I think that's going to get me on the radio faster than trying to make radio songs.
Right, yeah, that's a good way of looking
at it. This kind of prime example, because it's a song I know. And I also want to add that the joint I Know and the song Feel It, I did a short movie video. All so it's like those three songs I combined into a little short film video. And with that song I Know, basically what I like about that song is I wrote that about, I don't know, 3 o'clock in the morning. And I didn't even have an engineer or anyone to record me at the studio. I was in there by myself, so I was having to run back to the booth and the computer. I just like this song because it was all me, no one else there, not there, about 3 o'clock in the morning. It was a monster.
Well, we're gonna check it out right now. This is I Know. This is from Who Is Blanco at Who Is Blanco on Twitter. Follow him right now at Who Is Blanco. It's Soul Kitchen Radio. You want to call in 714-694-4150. We're still on the line. Hold on tight. We got Blanco on the phone. Check it out.
You're tuned into the baddest radio show on the internet.
Soul Kitchen Radio.
Soul Kitchen Radio.
Soul Kitchen Radio.
Soul Kitchen Radio.
Hey, yo, what's good? It's your boy Big Ol' Meezy, TGC, the great communicator. Sick with the lieutenant, sick with the deputy, the whole thing, man. And you tuned in to Soul Kitchen Radio. Yeah.
Welcome to Sky Pager.
Cookie Soul is
cooking
soul.
Cookie
soul.
Hey, yo. So it's like, everybody's been asking. Do about everything, and I know.
Yo, Soul Kitchen Radio, that shit is dope, bro. I'm loving that. That hip hop. I love that song.
Yep. You know, that's because these dudes cooking soul are like some real producers. Like, they do real music, you know. And even though they're big on sampling, but they just really got a good ear for it. And they're bringing. So they're all the way from Spain, so they like real hip hop. That's what they're hella into.
Right. So that sounds so like East Coast. And you're from where? Are you from? You're from out here, from Oakland?
I'm from here, Berkeley, Oakland.
Okay.
I'm in Oakland right now. I'm originally from Berkeley though.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I could tell that Berkeley hop in your voice. You know you know, all that Souls of Mischief type stuff. That flow you got, man. That's a hip hop. You know, there's a distinction between an Oakland rapper and a Berkeley rapper. And if anybody contests that, I mean, just listen to the music. You know, there's a hip hop. You know, so what do you think about that?
From Oakland, what's crazy is they're so close to each other, but I would be a completely different person. The fact
right.
that I'm from is I can tell that is my image almost. You know, like I'm just a white kid from Berkeley who's expressing something that probably, you know, that hasn't been said before. You know, and like a lot of my lyrics are have a lot of shock value into them. And you know, and because where I'm from and what I've seen, I have a lot to express, you know, so I put that on the CD. You know, I put that through my music.
So, and that's where Blanco comes from, because Blanco means white, and you're a white kid. And I think I think he might be one of your relatives. He's on the phone, Baryshnikov from Russia. He's on the line. What's happening, Baryshnikov?
Hey, Kormis, what to do? We're over here just chilling. I'm in the park over here feeding the ducks again. There's cocksuckers everywhere. You know how to do. But I like your flow. I like your style. You know, I'm like, I'm all about that shock value, too. I'm like bologna and bread. Most homies can't hang with that.
Yep, I can dig it.
That's yeah.
What's up, man?
Yeah, you know, you gotta just speak the truth. You know, even if the truth hurts sometimes, it's why not, you know? Because if you're going to be not telling the truth, you'd be lying to yourself. You don't want to do that.
Yep.
You know,
my thing
you
is, gotta, I'm not lying. I'm much better at telling the truth.
Yeah. Hell yeah. You know, it is the only way to be at the end of the day, you know, when you take a shower. I don't know if that makes sense right now. I think I smoked a little bit too much myself this morning. But, you know, at the end of the day, if you're not being faithful to yourself, you know, then it's not the way to be.
Yep, definitely. Shout out to Russia, man. I got some Russian blood in me, matter of fact.
Hell yeah. Did you swim here on a boat made out of potatoes, too?
Not me.
Oh, man. Oh, man. But, you know, I just, one advice that I have for you is just keep on doing your thing, baby. And if the groupies keep throwing themselves at you, you know, don't give yourself away completely. You don't want to give away your whole mojo.
Yeah, I'm going to save it.
Just a little. Give them a couple apples, but don't give them the whole tree.
Got it.
The knowledge from the Russian guy, Baryshnikov. Thank you for calling in, Baryshnikov.
No problem.
All right. Yo, Omizi, you got any? So, Blanco, Omizi, you got some words of advice for a young Blanco? Blanco, you're young in the game, right?
Yeah, fairly.
Yeah. How long have you been?
I've probably been doing it for 5 years, but only in the last 2 years have I been getting the attention.
Right. Omizi, we got the master here on the phone. Omizi, give the guy some of your pointers, man.
Oh man, shit! I mean, he pretty much got. What's up, player? How you doing, man? Big Omizi, man. I mean, he got the you know already the guidelines to the shit. On my album, I reached out to a couple of producers, like a producer up out of Bosnia. You know what I'm saying? I had a producer from Australia. You know what I'm saying? I had a producer from, you know what I'm saying, like these off-brand-ass names. but you know what? They be in like, especially in Bosnia, they be in like a time warp to where it's still the 80s to them, hip hop wise. You know what I'm saying? So just like, yeah, you gotta tap them sources, you gotta tap them gold mines, them sources, and maintain, like, these people, like, when they text you, like, when they talking to you on emails and shit, if you're not a communicator, you'd be like, what the fuck did he just say? Or, but you know what I'm saying? But if you know how to communicate and know that their language is broken compared to ours, when they try to speak to you in English, but it's like, once you get past that, if the common denominator is the music, and when you hear they beat, you be like, damn, I'm at that. Like, the song I did with Bueno and Jay Gibb, Reinvent Yourself, you know, this dude from Montenegro, he got my shit in the newspaper in Montenegro and shit, got the shit all over everywhere because he's a DJ out there, you know what I'm saying? So if you call yourself, if you want to be an international type dude, it's like, you know what I'm saying, look, he got people overseas, like, that, you know, you ahead of the curve as opposed to somebody that's just trying to get his block to listen to him. Or his, you know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, you and your homeboy, that's cool, but nigga, somebody listening to my shit in Montenegro and Australia and shit, that give me the ability one day to, you know, hop a plane and go out there and rock a show, and that's monumental and that's big for you as a hip hop artist, and those are the accolades that you should attempt to attain and achieve. Like, there's some holy grails out there, like LL Cool J having 50 albums and 40 having 50,000 albums and Too Short like having 50,000 albums. Like, these are all accolades that I don't know how the new generation, you know, Lil Wayne, you know what I'm saying, he catching up to be, I don't know what he got, like 2 or 3 or 4. Like, these, some of these accolades are unattainable. Some of them are attainable, like getting a gold album, platinum plaque or something. But you got to really work hard. You got to stay networking, and eventually it'll all come back to you tenfold if you don't quit. That's what's up.
Yep. I can dig it, man. I can dig it, bro. I appreciate that, man. That's what I'm going to keep doing.
And just don't give a fuck about what nobody got to say negative. If they say, fuck them and feed them cold sardines, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how people is moving, period, nowadays. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what you got to say about me. It's people. Analyze your own personal self is what I tell people. Don't analyze me. You can't science me up. I'm on another page. Come back when you feel like you want to be a part of what I'm doing. But right now, I need no negativity, no negativity. I'm on my own path. I'm on my own way. I might be in my own way, but I'm on my own way. If you ain't fucking with me, then just don't fuck with me. And just, if you are, then ride with me. Other than that, but when I blow, don't come back asking for favors and shit. Don't ask me for shit. Let's just have that be established. You know what I'm saying? Because you never know when it's gonna happen. It may be ordained already. It may be ordained 3 years from now, but you got to do certain shit to make it happen to reach that 3 years. And then when it cracked, then you got to see it for what it is and then accept it. But you might miss it, and it might be 6 more years. But you got to be able to recognize it when it comes. You smell me? And don't quit. That's the main objective.
Yeah, feel it, bro. Feel it. That's the direction I've been trying to lean towards. Like, that's what I was saying. My earlier albums, I don't even talk on them that much because I thought I was reaching too hard, caring what other people thought or trying to, you know, do this type of music or that type of music. And now I just go do whatever the hell I feel like. So that's just been and that got me more attention. Like, those solo songs.
No one understand this. There are billions of people on this planet. You know what I'm saying? Most people can reach 13,000. That's cool. 50,000, a million. You know exactly how many people you reach it. But there's a fan base, and there's a group of people for every genre of this music shit. You know what I'm saying? You just got to connect to the ones that you relate to, and they relate to you, and accept them. The ones that hate is the ones that's that's either far to the left or far to the right. You smell me?
Yep, exactly.
You know what I like about you, Blanco, is you're a white dude, but you're not on here talking about, like, oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm talking about? You just a dude, right? And you know exactly what I'm talking about, because a lot of white dudes out there that are rappers and they think they're just so ghetto and want to overdo it and shit.
Well, they're trying to emulate other people. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to look like someone else, and they don't realize that what talent is being yourself. So, and sometimes some of those dudes get far off that look, but like, it won't really take you that far.
No,
or have a ceiling.
mean, you don't, those kind of dudes don't get respect on a show like this, you know, because I respect a white dude that he's got flow, he got beat, he got flavor, but he's still himself, right? And,
yep.
And I call the other dudes the Jerry Springer white dudes, because that's what you see on Jerry Springer all the time. And
yeah.
I ain't with those guys, man. That's, you know. But I respect you, man. I like your flow. I mean, you're from Berkeley. You got it going on. Man, I can see you doing something with, like, Locksmith or something, man. That shit would be dope. Like you and Locksmith.
Yep, he's dope. I would love to do a record with him.
Yeah, I mean, you're right there. You got Balance out there with you. You got all kinds of people. So man, I wish you luck in your future, man. I think you got a big
future
business.
Get out there and network. That's all you gotta do. Network. Don't burn no bridges and just network. Keep networking.
I mean, you got Big Ol' Meezy right here. You know, Big Ol' Meezy is here. You got him. Hit him on Twitter. Follow him. Shoot him your number or something on DM. And, you know, maybe you could get on a feature with 40 or Ol' Meezy or whatever, you know. It's always something. We try to hook it all up right here on Soul Kitchen Radio. And I'm the captain. And I always throw Ol' Meezy's name in there because I want him to do records with everybody who comes on the show.
Yeah.
In fact, one person he did a record with that's coming on the show next week, and I don't know if you know about this yet, Omizi, but we got Jimmy Rain coming on next week. She's gonna be on the show next week, and she's gonna send me some of her new music, and she was gonna try to surprise you, I think, unless you already know about it. But that's another Aleta Turner hookup right there.
Yeah.
So Blanco, once again, man, send me all your new stuff when you get it. Anything you want to give away, send it to me. I'll shout out to all my tweeters and everybody on the website. And man, and we got you, bro.
All right, I'm gonna send you a bunch of stuff. It's good.
Yeah. Send it to me, man. Right. Send it to me or get it through Gary or whatever. You know.
Okay.
All right, cool. So we're gonna get into this. We're gonna get into this Big Ol' Meezy. I have to play this song. I'm a fool. I love this song. This is definitely gonna be one of the new hits for the summertime or going into school time. Ol' Meezy, I got it for you right here, man. Right on Soul Kitchen Radio.
What up, Dad?
Bump it.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Big Ol' Meezy, TGC, the Great Communicator, and you're listening to Soul Kitchen Radio. Big Ol' Meezy, CLICK, I'm a fool, Sick with it records, know about it, OLH Entertainment, what? I'm a motherfucking fool, but I really make sense, though. Say some heavy shit that'll really make you trip, though. Life is just a gamble, but I handle it with dollar flair. Quick to pull your car, put my foot up in your derriere. Size 13, 6, do straight beefing. Catch me as the house of blue sunset chiefing. All about my dollar, so holla if we can meet it. Keep it all official, my issue is what I eat with. AJ whip it up, I need a sample, let it sugar tea. Ooh, 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 hit him with it, my melody. Dirty up my cleats, gain attraction in my fashion deep. If you think you Billy Mac Millie, hit your widow's feet. Yeah, I come through smash it. Learn to be a savage for the cabbage. Manish. Barely leave enough, I got the habit. Damn it. See a chance of winning, I'ma nab it. Grab it.
On shoes, 24s, 22s. Better nigga lose. Give a nigga blues. Stomach gon' hurt when I serve him the news. All gas, no brake, riding in a 6-8. And what the trick make, that's what the bitch take. And what the bitch take, that's what the pimp make. And I'ma break, cause that's what the bitch hate. I'm in another state of mind when the sun shine. Like to navigate mine to the finish line. Like to serenade mine with a little wine. Then I let her hit the trees, lemon line. I'm on a mission for the money, y'all. Wouldn't hesitate to put it in none of y'all. I'm a ball like the Eagles do. I'm a fool and my people fool with it too. Oh,
let a bride roll unless she got two with it. I'm a fly boy, eye for an eye boy. Mouthpiece popping for the hood till I die, boy. Where they at? They want it, so I'ma give it to them. Got that click clack in my lap and won't hesitate to do them. See me solo, they think I'm slipping, that's how I fool them. Hanging out the window, I'm blasting, I'm trying to rip the room. The way I do them is deadly, they know a nigga wrong. I ain't playing no games with them, I plan on living long. They don't give a fuck about bitches cause they be getting long. Think up in they pussy while niggas be singing prison songs. Ain't no dirt on my hands, it's mud on them. Put the fluorescent on me, homie, I bet it's blood on them. Back up off me, it's on again. I need Ritalin to keep my trigger finger from squeezing full of adrenaline.
Oh, that shit was dope, man. Man, I just got some. Some dude, that shit was hot, man. I'm loving that song. Man, shout out to Peter Parker, man. Peter Parker 510. He's always hitting up our guests. He's gonna be getting all kinds of beats out to everybody, man. Shout out to you, Peter Parker, for listening in. There was somebody that just got shot today in San Francisco. He got shot yesterday, I guess it was. And JT the Bigger Figure just tweeted it, so I told him to call in. He's got like a minute to call in. Hope he gets a tweet and calls in right now. Did you hear about what happened?
No, I ain't hear. Well, I did see the tweet, though. It said something about the police shot him, though. Shot him for something real small.
What they said on the news was, on the news they said the dude did not pay for his transfer or whatever on BART, and as they try to talk to him, he was started shooting at him, and so they shot him dead right there in the parking lot, and they couldn't find the gun until they put out something, and then they found the gun later, so they're having a big thing, and then come to find out that this dude was wanted in Washington for murder already.
Wow.
So it's like I don't know. I mean, he almost had it coming to him. I don't know. I can't really speak on it. I don't know the thing, but if I was out as an outsider looking in, if you're already wanted for a murder and you're carrying around a strap and you're gonna shoot at the police, then if they shoot you dead, then hey, you asked for it. Yeah. Make sure you got part there.
I had to get all the details on that one before I just give it up like that, though.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that was what I seen on the news. If that's how it was, we'll find out. We're gonna have JT on. I'm gonna try to get JT on the show next week to talk about it because it's too late for him to call in now. The show just ended. But
one of the things that cops get away with that I don't agree with is anytime a police officer, if he's outside of his squad car and he walking towards you, you know, say you skirt off, right? They could take that like you trying to run them down and then just blast you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like
right.
A lot of people been getting down like that because, they feel like you trying to run them down. Like, what you going to do? You going to run down the police? You got guns and shit. You know what I mean? Like, in most cases, you might just be trying to skeet off, you know what I mean? The dude just boo, 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 boo. They got to change that because they be letting a lot of cops get away. So anytime I be seeing any kind of stuff like that, I be like, I got to analyze everything, you know what I'm saying, 100%. You feel me?
Unmeasurably. And then they shoot like 7, 8, 9, 10 times. They shot this dude 7 times in the back.
Yeah, and letting the whole clip go. You feel me? Like a lot of these, you know, a lot of these new popo, they ain't tested. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they out there in them streets, in them dark streets, and that shit ain't like on TV. You smell me? You know, young cats out here. You know, these cats out here, they shoot back. You feel me?
Right.
So if they even feel like you reaching for something, they finna let you have it instantly.
Yeah.
You know?
because they, you know, they trying to get back to the, you know, the fear factor, you know, it exists, period, in all officers, you know what I'm saying? You know, everybody ain't Tango and Cash, and, you know what I'm saying, they ain't just killing 18 people a night and just high-fiving each other, you know what I'm saying? One incident, you know what I'm saying, like the Mesley, you know what I'm saying, Oscar Grant thing can change your whole life, you know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't want to be no cop, you know, forget that, you know what I'm saying, because they really just shooting back, so. You know, I don't know. I got to look at it from all angles, though, each case.
So what do you think about, I really think that's messed up, right? I don't agree with that kind of shit at all, man. That's, each case is different. I mean, but the dude, Anthony Dixon, that was his name, Anthony Dixon. Remember the guy that shot like three cops and then they found him? And then he shot another one and they was going in to get him. That dude, I mean, some of these people just don't belong out of jail. They do not belong out of jail. They shouldn't have got out. I mean, they're crazy. I watch Lockup all the time. And I see some of these dudes are just off the hook, man. And, you know, it's just like they're meant to be. I guess it's meant to be for them just to get shot by the cops because they're going to go out like Scarface.
Yeah, they just products of their environment. You smell me? That's what they taught, to go out in the blaze of glory.
Yeah, and there's not really much that there. It's not really their parents' fault. It's kind of like it's society. Society. They were raised like that, and you know, then that you get into oh man, I ain't a punk and all that stuff, and it's all bad.
Yeah, that's real. But I grew up in that element. You know what I'm saying? I said some shit on a song one time. It said my. My hustle came from living among the best of the worst. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of my relatives was like professional boosters, and you know what I'm saying, and professional this, and you know what I'm saying. You know, growing up in Oakland, like everybody, like day one, boom, teach you how to hustle. Get out there and hit them streets. Go pump some gas. You know what I'm saying? Get out there and figure out how you gonna. You know what I mean? Every gimmick, we used to take 5 pennies and put them in the newspaper machine. 5 pennies weighed whatever it cost to get a newspaper, open that hole up, take all the newspapers and slang them. You know what I'm saying? Back in the days, at the airport, you get some cards back, boom, throw it in there, and you get a quarter back. Like all, and at the grocery store, you know what I'm saying, take a card back, you get a quarter. Like, all these are hustles for survival. You know, there's people out there that's really trying to survive and eat. You know, and knowing that I come from that situation and I'm in a better situation, I still know what it feel like to live with rats and roaches and, you know what I'm saying, and sleep with your cousins and the bed is sandy. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? I remember all that shit like it just happened, and that's why I worked so hard, so I'll never have to go back to that. But I had an option. I had options, and I made the right choices. A lot of people don't have no options, you know what I'm saying? Like boys and girls clubs and all that they're trying to shut down. Like, all the options is being rectified by these budgets and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, unless people go out into the community and do like the brothers, you know, used in the nation used to do, and just go out there and, you know what I mean, and resurrect the dead, real talk, it ain't gonna never stop. You feel me? It's gonna get worse.
Yeah, I feel that, man. I mean, I look at it every day when I look at my kids and I go, man, these kids don't even know what struggling is. You know, there's something they don't want to eat. They just don't eat it. And
I realistically grew up on every government shit project you can imagine. Government fees, motherfucking, you know what I'm saying?
So you had to
welfare, like all that shit, holes in the shoes, like pissy smell, like all that shit I went through. You know what I'm saying? It was never roses for old Measy. You know what I'm saying? Just like how Pac say, I come from nothing in the gutter, I'm still here. But you gotta, if you ain't taught, like if you don't have nobody to teach you, it's over for you. No guidance, it's over for you.
No, it's the truth, because I'm from exactly the same. And I sat on a piece of paper the other day and I drew the apartment I lived in for my kids, and they're like, well, that's all? You just have one room, two rooms? Where'd you do this? Where'd you do that? And I was like, man, you know, that's just, you know, you just learn to adapt when you're in that kind of situation. And
real talk.
And now these kids, they don't even understand, because they don't know that they have it good. They think they get upset when you don't buy them a damn $60 game or something.
And you feel guilty, and you feel guilty not getting it because you didn't have it. You feel me?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I want them to have more than I ever had.
So your form, you didn't just go. Then you know what I'm saying? You're not breaking the cycle. I remember I wanted a green machine. Everybody wanted a green machine. I couldn't get a green machine.
My buddy had a green machine, and we was going all over the place with his green machine. I love that.
That's what I'm saying. Power sliding, doing 360s and shit.
Yeah. Man, that was it. I love that green machine with the two. You had the two. You going left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right.
Yeah. Just even if you just had a big wheel and you just went, you know, went as fast as you can and hit that brake and
yeah, or you just stop pedaling.
Hold up, see, we got to, you know, we got to make sure our children never. That's why we go through so much. That's why we hustle so hard, because you know what I'm saying, we don't never want to go back to that situation. You ain't but a couple of paces away from being right back. You feel me?
Man, what do you think about this real quick before we get off? Let's talk about this government lockout, man. They're about to lock it out. They're talking about the deficit, the debt ceiling.
Yeah, they're talking about doing the shit, though, to be honest with you. But, I mean, I've recently been looking at it from two perspectives, you know what I'm saying? It's either you spend more money, or you stop spending money. But the only way that the government can take us where we need to go, which wherever that is, because we ain't never seen where we're supposed to be looking. We, you know, in the movies, we've seen what the United States looked like in 2012, but it don't look like it. You know, so, like, whoever the president is the one that's going to be in charge of taking the United States to the, you know, to the next level. What's the next level? We don't even know. We arguing over high speed rails and shit. You know what I mean? It's butt right now. You know what I'm saying?
Let
me tell you, this is what I know for a fact. Because I think Bernanke say that generation, that maybe not me and your generation, but the generation right below us.
Right.
Women's generation, they lazy as fuck. So basically what they asking is, you know, is to invest in that generation. That's what you're basically asking.
Talking about like the crack generation.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, right. Basically you asking me as a business entity, should I invest in this dumbass, lazy ass, weed smoking, don't want to do shit generation? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's good, because they haven't had a lot come out of that generation at all.
Yeah, because all the white kids listen to rap music and have babies and, you know, teen pregnancy. This, like, look at their generation. Their generation is fucked up.
Right.
So you ask, should I invest and pay for this motherfucker to go to school? What are they going to do with it? Like, are they going to clean up their act? Or are they just going to buy more drugs? Like, you know what I'm saying?
You really
have to look at that. Like, their generation is like way effed up.
Yeah, and it was kind of that. Yeah, that's the crack baby generation. The kids born in the '80s and '90s.
Hey, that's the Eminem generation. That's the poor white trash. The poor white trash ain't nothing but niggas and Mexicans.
Right.
That's the broke side of the white race. You feel me?
Yeah. That's not just like I was telling Blanco. That's the Jerry Springer dudes.
Yeah, exactly. The trailer, they live in trailer. They just as broke as any other nigga. They, you know what I'm saying?
They having just as many babies. They all on welfare. You know, and,
straight up.
And it's crazy.
Straight up, it's real talk.
Man, and so this is wild with this debt ceiling, because they're
don't do that. But listen. This is what you have to understand is. That's, put it like this, and I don't even think nobody even noticed because I'm too deep, and plus I smoke think weed. But Michelle Bachmans and all them Tea Party people, they represent the trailer park people. Feel me?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I never thought about that.
Those are who they represent. They never had no voice, bruh. Now they got a voice. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. And now she signed that bill talking about that black kids had it better before slavery than they do now.
They really believe that, though. They really truly believe that. And look at they, but they have the something to stand on. When you look at the greatest African in Africa right now, who is that? Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela.
And then you got
happy
right,
birthday.
You got
93 today.
Right, right. And then you got Obama, who is the president of the United States, graduated this, that, the other. You know what I'm saying? And he's over here. So now, who made out the best, basically?
Yeah, the black people.
Oprah over here. Who over there? Like, you know what I'm saying? We don't know who the rich folk over there. Who's Oprah in Africa? We don't know. This is the people that don't even talk about this type of shit. So when they look at that, they say, we did you a favor. Even though we planked you in the belly of the ship and drove your ass over here and woo, 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 and sold you and all that. Look at you now.
Yeah, now you're running shit. But you're
right.
Not running shit because we're still going to be running shit.
Off top. But where do you go from here? That's what I'm saying. Where do we go from here? There's nobody saying, where do we go from here? We have no clue. They just retired the space shuttle. Where do we go from here? What do we do?
Wow. And that's crazy. And we was talking the other day, me and my wife, about speaking of the space shuttle, about how these private companies are going to start sending people into space. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, it's all privatized now. It's all about to be privatized. Richard Branson, Mark Cuban, like, you know, the cats that really got bread, and then probably some underworld cats is going to start, you know, some rich underworld cats is about to start exploring space. Like, basically, they don't own space no more. You feel me? That's open to anybody. They just privatize space.
No, what's funny is I know a website. I met this dude at his house. I was doing his cable, and his website said that for $100,000, you can go into space right now with his company. To send
right,
you up
yeah.
there, and you could drive around the moon and shit.
Yeah, but you know, the whole thing was, I thought it was a motherfucking big-ass asteroid coming and all that shit, and you know what I mean? Or, you know, basically, when Reagan did the Star Wars and all that shit, he just did it, and we never used it. The only thing we ever used, we put $1 billion into the atomic bomb and, you know, and all that, and Nagasaki and Hiroshima, and that's the only thing we really just use. All the other shit ain't being used, except for them Patriot missiles that, you know what I'm saying, and they just used them to sell to other countries and shit. It was just, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shit's crazy. But that's why you gotta numb yourself away and find your happy place. Just like how you be going to Disney World and shit and Great America, that's how you do it. You know, kids don't need to know about none of this shit. They need to go watch Harry Potter. You know what I'm saying? Transformers. They need, you know what I mean? Just let them just keep their minds where they at until, you know what I mean? Because it's too heavy right now.
Yeah, and in fact, 2 weeks from now means you're going to be at the helms again if you're around, because I'm going to be at Magic Mountain again. Speaking of that. So start lining up your kids for I think it's August 1st or something like that, one of those days.
I guarantee your job is the type of job, or your wife's job, that always be having deals and specials and shit come up, huh?
Yeah, no, actually what it is we got the Six Flags, the season passes for Marine World. And
right.
So we're going to take one last trip down to L.A., Before school starts. You know, we like to take our kids out and let them explore and do things, just like we were talking about, do things that I never got to do. So
right.
So we're going to take them out there for one last hurrah before school starts. And then, you know, and then we just back to business as usual as soon as August hits.
Right, exactly. That's how you do it, too.
Yeah,
my kids just started back to school today.
What? You're in a all year round school?
Yep.
Okay. Do they gotta wear uniforms?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. We got one in the uniform now. The rest are non uniform, so we're good. All right, Matt.
I'm glad they got uniforms.
Yeah, that is. That's more school shopping. We're not good. I liked it when they was all in uniforms. Both of them.
Man, off top. I got three, so you know that's right there. Wow.
I go to the Chinese guy or the Vietnamese guy. He gets his shit from his hometown.
What?
That's crazy. All right, man. It's a wrap, Omizi. We're out next
all
week.
Right.
Next week, we got Jimmy Rain. Talk to her. Tell her that you know.
Oh, you know, I got my partner. My partner I just was messing with out in he messed with Rick Ross. Rick Ross label. His name is Maybach Dice. Want to come on for him. He gonna send me his music and anything. But he got an album coming out under Rick Ross and some more shit.
Man, that's so good. Yeah, make it happen.
So follow him and shit. He hit me on my Twitter. So follow him and then we're gonna have him call in too.
For August 1st, the show is yours.
Already.
August 1st, so we'll hook that up.
Okay, I'll let you know what's up.
All right, it's a wrap. I'm gonna holler at you later. When's that legit shoot? When's that video shoot? This week, next week?
Hopefully next week.
Okay.
He got a show out here. He got a show out here with Beast Move and him, so I think I'm gonna do it the same day.
Okay. Let me know. Hit me on my phone. Let me know what's up. I'll try to make it out there.
All right.
We out. Peace.
Soul Kitchen Radio.